The newest court case takes aim at the EPA's plan to allow coal-burning power plants to buy and sell pollution credits for mercury, much the way they do with sulfur dioxide. Tom Dawson is an assistant state attorney general in Wisconsin. He says the so-called cap-and-trade system would create mercury hotspots.
The trouble with allowing for the trading of pollution credits allows certain emitters of mercury to go on emitting their current or slightly reduced levels of mercury, thus resulting in hot spots that are immediately downwind from the sources.
The EPA and White House say they'll vigorously defend the mercury rules, arguing that now is the time to move against mercury emissions. For the GLRC, I'm Chuck Quernbach.